Maryland's Morning News with Brian Neiman on WBAL at WBAL.com.
6:51 on Maryland's Morning News. A good Friday morning to you. Carl Stokes joins us now, city councilman. The news came out yesterday in the Baltimore Sun about a secret audit that was never made public, and the Sun gave us a little bit of information about that audit, which shows that the speed cameras in the city weren't working as well as anyone had thought, and perhaps had an error rate of more than 10%. You were very upset about this. You've had 24 hours to kind of digest it. Are you still as mad as you were when you first heard of the news of this audit?
I'm probably a little madder today, Brian. To tell you the truth, you know, when you look at, first of all, it's a leaked document, so the city wouldn't even share the document with the citizens who paid for the document, let alone the city council. But it seems that this company was running a pretty much a sham revenue-making program. In other words, one of the cameras had a 58% error rate and issued citations to people who had to pay those tickets, who had to take off from work, who had to defend themselves. But at the end of the day, they still paid these erroneous tickets. And then we have another group of cameras, as you mentioned, that have double-digit error rates. We should have pulled that immediately, but just as importantly, I think we should have told the citizens and we should have demanded an abatement for all of the people who have paid, as well as damages.
So you think the city should find out who was in that 10%, make sure that they are made whole and paid back their money that they gave the city for these cameras or these tickets that they shouldn't have gotten?
Yeah, I think they should pay up that plus damages. I think really people were injured, possible points on their license, taking off a day, having lawyers defend them. I think the city should file some sort of damage claim for what happened. This is really outrageous. This is worse than the bridge in New Jersey, quite frankly.
Should anyone lose their jobs over this mess?
I think that whoever keeps writing contracts that pay the vendors for non-performance rather than protecting the citizens who pay for this sham, yes, I think folks should lose their jobs who don't protect the city.
What happened? Why do you think they hid this audit, the city officials, the mayor, and everyone else?
Because it shows how badly they had mismanaged the program, I think, and I don't know why they would hold it back. I don't know why they wouldn't expose it and show it, but I guess they were so embarrassed by the incompetence of several people who wrote the contract and who then oversaw the program, who failed to pull this sooner.
The mayor didn't go on camera to talk to reporters yesterday. I know we tried to talk with her. The system has been a complete failure, as you said. Do you think that she owes it to the citizens, to you and the council, to explain in person exactly what happened here?
Yes, and she may not come, but Monday in city council meeting, I am going to ask for a full investigation with subpoena power. The council does have subpoena power if it chooses to use it. So I'm going to demand and hope my colleagues also agree that all of the audit information and all of the documents in and around this program comes before the full city council for a public hearing. And we're demanding that finance and others who were involved in this, law department, show up in city council chambers at some date, hopefully not the too distant future, to explain this to everyone.
Why do you think Baltimore has had more problems with the speed cameras than any other jurisdiction in the state and the nation, it seems?
Well, apparently we have 20% of the speed cameras in the entire country. 20%. I think someone has convinced us to go along with, I have to watch my words, but it seems to be a scam as you read the audit that has been leaked out to some in the media. I think someone in Baltimore and Maryland have been convinced that this is a great revenue producer for the municipality, and they've gone along with that.
Yeah, I know you don't. It doesn't affect you outside of the city, but Xerox is a vendor for other parts of Maryland, and AAA is saying, hey, we need to look. I mean, if it happened in Baltimore City, it could be happening in other places, and it's something we need to look at. Would you agree with that assessment?
Absolutely. They should look at all of that. I don't understand any municipality or other jurisdiction not auditing. Given what we've seen in Baltimore, they certainly should be jumping on the audit right now.
Councilman Stokes, always good to have you on. Thanks for coming on. We
Thanks,
appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Bye-bye.